Blackstone Audio presents Wanted, Dead or Alive, A Western Duo by Ray Hogan. This book is read by Patrick Lawler. Between Life and Death. 1. Dade Lockett drew the big chestnut gelding he was riding to a quick halt in the deep brush. The muted thud of horses walking nearby had come to him through the darkening hush, arousing instantly the quick caution that countless days and nights on remote and lonely trails instills in all men. Silent, broad hand resting lightly on the worn butt of the pistol on his hip, he waited, listened. Somewhere ahead in the valley he was entering, a cow lowed mournfully, and high above it, a limp, ragged column of crows, winging westward, etched themselves blackly against the gray sky. He heard the sound again, this time more distinct, and accompanied by the dry swish of displaced branches whipping back into place. Fingers tightening about the handle of his weapon, he fixed his eyes on a dense stand of oak brush off to his right, where the noise seemed to originate. He froze as a voice cut through the stillness.
"Forget it, mister."
Lockett allowed his hand to slide away, hang at his side. There were two of them, and they had come in on him from opposite points that indicated they had spotted him before he had become aware of their presence. He settled back gently, swore. Both were wearing flour sacks over their heads, in which holes had been cut for eyes and mouths. Night riders. The pair closed in, one to the left, the other to his right. The sacks, bleached bone white in the failing light, had a drawstring that held them snugly about the neck and allowed the lower portion, slashed at the sides, to spread over the shoulders. These were no spur-of-the-moment makeshift masks, Dade realized. Undoubtedly, they were being used regularly. Their horses, ordinary-looking bays, were unbraided, as could be expected. He studied the riders briefly, shrugged.
"Well, what's on your mind?"
The man on his offside leaned forward, rested a forearm on the horn of his saddle.
"Don't go getting wise with us, or we'll mighty quick show you," he said in a hard voice. "Now what are you doing here?"
"Riding through."
"To where?"
Lockett shook his head. He was on open range as far as he knew, and unless somebody'd got around to changing the custom, a man had the right to travel across such land as long as he did no...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?